I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Hurricanes Gustav and Ike together left $5 billion worth of damage in Cuba. International aide Sonny Enriquez says that they're supporting the ministry efforts of the Christian Council of Churches to get emergency relief in, with plans to help address longer-term medical needs.
Whatever little they have has been wiped away. So essential medicines and the polyclinic that exists in Pinar del Rio has also been damaged. And when a church comes to the need of the people at their point of desperation, the people are so open to listen to the gospel.
Next, while Thailand has a new prime minister, the wind of political unrest continues. But that doesn't stop the work of New Life Church. They're visiting homes to build friendships. Book of Hope's Chad Causey says they began partnering with the church because they needed children's resources. So they gave them The God Man, the 3D animated film of the life of Christ.
So a new program that we've piloted with them is for them to be able to take a copy of The God Man to each and every home that they visit, and inviting the families to watch and then coming back around over the next few weeks to talk about what they thought of the movie and what. And all of a sudden, the children are becoming part of the conversation.
And Wycliffe Bible Translators is celebrating a team of Bible translators working in southeastern Peru. The team hopes to see the New Testament project in Kalina finished in 2010. 400 people speak this dialect in need of the gospel in their heart language. Pray also that the Lord would work in the hearts of the people and provide strong spiritual leaders. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church is coming November 9th. We'll help you prepare. For a suggested donation, MNN's making available the book and CD, Better Than Life, Today's Stories of Faith. Get yours at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.